Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and tonight is the night where we are praying with love. I would like to first of all thank God. I would like to thank all of my listeners. Many of you are on my blog, and I would love to see your lovely faces on my listeners chart, but the blog will also work as well. So thank you so much. I had 6 people join the ministry today, and some of them were gospel artists, some of them entrepreneurs, some of them are just regular, ordinary people like me trying to work for the Lord. So I thank you so much for that. In addition to that, let us start off, first of all, with the scripture. Then after our scripture, we're going to go into our activity, which is cast thy cares upon the Lord and leave them there. After our activity, we're going to go into prayer and meditation with the Lord. Then afterwards, I will have some announcements. Then after the announcements, I will bid you good night until Saturday when we have a special guest who is also a psalmist, praise God, and I look forward to that interview with her on the phone. So without further ado, I would like to read, once again, a psalm, and we're going to look at Psalm 75, and it reads, and we're looking at number 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. I have read unto you Psalm 75:1. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Make sure that you have a sheet of paper and a pencil, and or make sure that you are ready to conceptualize 2 favorable things that happened to you today. And I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. For those of you who are just now joining me, when we speak about the favorable things that have happened in our lives, we oftentimes try to find big things, but God is blessing in small ways, and those small things turn into Lord's blessings. So just waking up this morning is a blessing. God keeping you safe as you travel down the highways is a blessing. God just doing things in your life is a blessing. So those are some examples of favorable things that the Lord has done. Okay, now I want you to please skip about 2 lines. And in your mind, if you're thinking about this, I want you to think about 2 things you would like to ask the Lord. And I want you to write them down, conceptualize them in your mind, because we're going to do something with those 2 things. And some of you, if you want to put 4, that's totally fine. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to take those 2 things that were favorable, and I want you to place them on your sheet, your positive sheet of things that the Lord has blessed you with. Place them on there. And then I want you to look down at the two things you're asking Jesus Christ, or four things, or six things, or 10 things. And I want you to transfer those to the positive page. And once you have transferred all of those things, I want you to begin to look at that list and praise God for the things that He's blessed you with. And after you praise God for the things He's blessed you with, then before you go to bed, put it under your pillow. When you wake up in the morning, you own it and you wear it well. Okay. All right. We are actually ready to go into prayer. Today is Wednesday, and we're ready to go into prayer. We're going to pray for many things. We're going to pray for allergy sufferers. We're going to pray for just a lot of things, and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide the prayer, and we're going to do it in a way that is acceptable, that is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And then I will also inform you about the CIC, Communities in Christ. And I will also inform you about some updates as far as the ministry is concerned and other things that the Lord gave me. Okay? So let us pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way. Lord, we thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, we thank you for being the God that you are, the God who never makes a mistake, the God who comforts us, the God who is there for us, Heavenly Father. We know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, not only the ministry of the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, but other ministries as well, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless the host of the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, free to love from the top of this head to the bottom of my feet. And, Lord, we thank you for the past, the present, and the future. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing. We thank you for blessing everything that we put our minds to and everything that we touch to be successful. Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you, as we pray tonight, would you decrease our free to love and increase you to greatness so that the people may see you and the people may glorify the things that you are doing. And not only the things that you are doing, but the person that you are. Lord, we want to just uplift and magnify. We want to glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the honor. We want to give you everything that you deserve, Heavenly Father. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. We're asking you, would you continue to help us to be the individuals you would have us to be. Lord, we're asking, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who know you, and those who do not know you, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless us to receive an experience that draws us not only closer to you, but closer to the Word of God. We thank you, and we uplift, and we magnify, we glorify your name, Heavenly Father, because we know that without you, we are nothing. Heavenly Father, we're just asking you, would you continue to bless the ministry to go forth. We thank you for all of the new people on the blog site, Lord, and we're asking that you bless that network that we're building up on the blog site to be a success and continue to have the people in place and continue to have just the witness of God to go forth, Heavenly Father. We're asking you that you continue to mold us in the individuals that you would have us to be. Help us to be models. Give us that spirit of patience and kindness and willingness to do your holy and righteous will. If our temperament is too hot, Lord Jesus, we're just asking you, would you adjust our temperament just as we adjust the temperature in a room, Heavenly Father. Help us when we step on the platforms all over the world to adjust to the temperature within that room, but to bring it to a higher temperature where people can begin to experience the anointing and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Lord Jesus, as we step into whatever room, as we step into whatever place, as we go to whatever place, Lord Jesus, once again, we would like the temperature of our temperament to be conducive to what the people need. So we're asking you, would you adjust us to what you would have us to be, mold us. We come to you as empty cups. We come to you as empty pitchers. We come to you as empty hands, ready to be filled with tools and resources in order to go out and help save men, women, boys, and girls. Lord, we thank you for this week. We understand that blessings are coming. We understand that you are on your way. Lord, we're asking you, would you continue to just uplift us and help us to be the people that you would have us to be, the examples you would have us to be, Lord. And help us that if we're like Paul and if we're doing a lot of complaining and murmuring, Lord, help us to be able to see Jesus and help us to be able to stop and listen as Paul did so that he could have a change of heart. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the valleys. We thank you for the mountains. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for just being able to have a reasonable portion of our health and strength, whatever that is. And we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the Love of Jesus Up ministry. We thank you for the growth of it. We thank you for the bloggers, all of the bloggers who are online, those who are offline, those who are listening right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the family and the friends. Lord Jesus, we're asking, would you continue to help us to focus on you, because with you there is power. With you there is a will to continue to run in the race. Lord Jesus, if we become tired or weary, Lord, we're asking you, would you give us that second wind so that we may carry on the works and the word of the Lord. Lord Jesus, as we begin to speak and communicate with different people from all around the world, help us to be able to have your light, Lord, where your light will shine, and so that people will understand and realize that there is a need for communities in Christ Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do, Lord. We thank you for our days in which we have, our days that which we call good days. We thank you for the days that we call our concerned days, and we thank you for every day of our life when we're able to be on top of the ground instead of below the ground. Lord, we're asking that you bless those individuals who are in the hospital, Lord Jesus, those who are going through surgery, those who are experiencing heart problems, those who are experiencing trouble with their ligaments, those who are experiencing pain, those who are unconscious, those who are conscious. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, whatever your will is, would you let it be done, and would you give individuals peace that surpasses all understanding. We're asking you, would you bless those who are in children's hospitals, cooks. We're asking you, would you bless those who are in Methodist hospitals, those who are in hospitals all around the world, and bless their families, Heavenly Father, and give them hope and comfort and knowing that you are God and besides you there is none other and you do not make any mistakes. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to help us to be vessels, Lord Jesus, whatever sickness we have, the allergies, we're asking would you remove it, whatever pain we have in our head, we're asking would you remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for just keeping us and blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of patience. We thank you for the spirit of compassion. We thank you for the spirit of the anointing. We thank you for the spirit of being able to have power through Jesus Christ. The words that we say mean something in the atmosphere. Heavenly Father, we ask that as we get ready to lie down in the very image of death, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to have a good night and help us to rise up in the morning, Heavenly Father, and rise up with the word of God on our mind, rise up with the feeling of compassion, rise up with the spirit of love, and help us to be impactful to individuals that we touch each and every day of our lives, whether it's in person or whether it's via texts, emails. Help us to be impactful and help us to be spiritual and help us to be role models and help us to do well unto the people that we encounter. Lord Jesus, now that we are beginning to conclude this prayer, we're not asking for a conclusion of your spirit and your anointing in our lives. We're asking you that you continue to bless us to have the power of the word of God, have the power of the word of patience, have the power of the word, Heavenly Father, in our mouths and in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I was speaking to a friend today, one of my friends who lives in Oakland, California. I was speaking to a friend, and she said, you know, I go different places, and people wonder why I'm so happy. She said they think this lady is crazy. She said, but I have a joy that the world didn't give to me and the world can't take it away. And I said, I have your same testimony. I said, because even when I wake up in the morning, that's a happy time. And it's not saying that throughout the day you're just cheery and smiley and just happy, but you're thankful, amen? So you have something to smile about at least 10 minutes of your day. So try to be happy at least 10 minutes of your day. That's what we're working on as well. We're working on the 20-day prayer breakthrough. Many people have experienced this. I know that I have personally experienced blessings with the 20-day prayer breakthrough. And not only that, but my family has as well. In addition to that, make sure that you're working on your casting your cares up on the Lord and asking God for what you need and what you want, whatever that is. The Lord is doing miraculous things with the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. As I said before, we have the CIC, which is in addition to that. The CIC is actually Communities in Christ. I'm going to explain it again because I have some different individuals now from Chicago on here who have also friended me on Facebook. Amen and welcome. I have a few pastors and I have some new people. So I want to go ahead and reiterate what the CIC is, and then I will go with our regular announcements, and then I will bid you good night. So the CIC is Communities in Christ, and what we are doing is we are fostering different communities. And we're starting by reaching out to the communities. I am actually speaking with different people, and we're starting in Chicago. As you know, I know some individuals in Chicago. And we are starting in Chicago, and I'm reaching out to those individuals as the Lord has given me guidance and wisdom with this, reaching out to Chicago, especially to the churches, and we're speaking about community things. And then the Lord has given me some other things that I can't reveal right now because the first step, and we have to go step by step, it's a process. The first step is to reach out, and the step is to, first of all, bring the ministry outside of the walls of the church. And so that's the first step the Lord has given me, and that's what we're working on right now. And so Chicago is our huge project. That's actually who we're starting with first, Chicago. So the CIC is basically Communities in Christ. And as I said before, I said we're not going to be going out into these communities, knocking on doors, feeding people, because that's a mission. That's not a ministry. A ministry is where you begin to feed people the word of God. Then after which you can feed the people, but God wants us to feed the word of God. God wants us to win souls. And I understand that food is correlated with a whole bunch of things. But God said right now, people need the word of God. People need the meat of God. And so, and one thing about it is salvation is free. And once people understand and recognize that salvation is free, and that they have a chance, they have a shot at making it to heaven no matter what background, because none of us are perfect, right? No matter what background, then people will begin to come to Christ. And that's the whole purpose of it, because Jesus is coming back, whether we believe it or not. Jesus is coming back. And when we talk about Jesus coming back, and I don't want to preach a sermon because I need to wait till Sunday, but when we talk about Jesus coming back, we're actually speaking on the aspect of when we leave this earth. Everybody's going to experience a second coming. And the second coming, a lot of people believe, because God said it won't be water, it'll be fire next time. A lot of people feel, or a lot of people believe, that God is going to come and light a match on this earth and blow everybody up. That's not what it is. Some people have already experienced that second coming, okay? Some people have already experienced that. That's when Jesus took us. When he comes and raptures us, you know. He says he comes like a thief. No man knows the day nor the hour. And a lot of people feel like Jesus is going to light a match, and a lot of people are going to be saved, and some people are going to go to hell. But it's an individual basis. You know, when we stand before Christ in judgment, you know, we have to stand on our own two feet. We have to look at Jesus, and he goes through the Lamb Book of Life. And the Lamb Book of Life is not really a book. It's Jesus looking at us saying, I know you. I know everything you've done. You remember this day when you did this or that. And so we have to prepare people. That is our mission. You know, our mission is to feed people the word of God, give people the word of God, let them know that it's not too late to make it into heaven. It's not too late. And part of the ministry that goes along with this, the theme is, how can imperfect people make it to a perfect place? And that's the whole gist of it. And I want people to know that you don't have to be perfect. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect by no means. But how is it that imperfect people make it to a perfect place? And it's by repenting. It's by repentance. It's by because Jesus went on the cross, but also that we repent it. Okay? And that we get the Word of God, understanding. Once we are knowledgeable about the Word of God, then we can begin to draw and become closer to God. So the CIC is very important in that we're going to bring people to Christ. We're baiting people into Christ, and it's not a promotional thing. It's we're doing things to expose who Jesus Christ is, our Lord and Savior. And a lot of people, they don't like to get out in the communities, period. Some communities are just, people say, you know, I don't want to get out, it's dangerous. Some communities are good. You know, some people say, I would love to get out in the community and do this project. But the thing is, and what I want people to understand, and this is what we're taking on the road with us, is that what if the woman with the issue of blood stayed in her house? Do you think she would have been healed? The woman with the issue of blood had to come out of her house. Jesus showed me this parable. He said, you're going to have to come out of the walls of the church, your ministry, the ministry that God has given us. And I say us because it's a lot of people working behind the scenes with this Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We have gospel artists. We have community leaders who are saying, hey, what do you need done? Do you need me to come on the radio and minister? What do you need? And so when I say us, I'm speaking of individuals who have who is helping with the ministry as far as listening to it, as far as coming on the radio. So when we have these individuals, the Lord showed me this, and I want to share it with you because it's very impactful. He said, what if that lady with the issue of blood would have stayed or remained in her house? Well, she would have been healed. And that's the question. If we continue to remain in the church we are supposed to dwell. We are supposed to dwell in the church. If we continue to remain in the church, how many souls are we bringing in? People come into the church maybe because they moved. I moved, you know, from so-and-so, and I'm looking for a church home. Or people come to the church because I saw that church when I was passing by and I decided to stop. We want people to be attracted to the church because it's part of the community. This is where you get the word. This is how you sustain the word of God. And on Wednesday nights, it's just a perfect night because that helps me get through the rest of the week when I attend prayer service and when I pray on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. It helps me get through the rest of the week because this world, as I said, is very evil. And you have to be patient in this world because you deal with some people who may not know Christ, and you still have to have that Christ mentality wherever you go, especially when you're on air, especially when you're in front of the public, especially when God has specifically told you, I expect you to be a Christian no matter what. So there's a choice to keep and a God to glorify. So God is saying you're going to have to get out of the walls of the church and not neglect the church by not attending the church, but you're going to have to get people moving out of the church, just like I need to get moving physically as far as fitness, you know. That's the same concept. He says you're going to have to get people out of these walls, get them out of the halls, get them out of the walls of the church, and get them into the public. Because that's where sheep are wandering at. You don't see any lost sheep in the church, you know. There's some people who haven't been baptized, but they found their way to the church, so they're not lost. God says you have to find the lost sheep. Your ministry is finding lost sheep, recovering people. You know, it's kind of like going somewhere, trying to find where the dropouts are, you know, so that you can put them back in school so they can receive their credit and they can graduate, period. So this ministry can be correlated unto that. What we do is we go out to the communities, give people the word of God, save souls, win souls over to the word of God. That's what we do. God said, get from behind the pulpits. There is a charge to keep. Get from behind the pulpits. Get from in the pews. Stop standing at the doors of the church. Get out there, win some souls, bring them into the church. And we must do that. That's the choice that God has given us. And once again, as I said, I want you to read about the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. She left. she had to leave her house. She didn't stay in her house and Jesus came to visit. Jesus would have, just like he did Lazarus. But she was an example. She's an example of why we need to leave the walls of the church. She left that place. She had been there 12 long years suffering from a blood disorder. And she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. You never know what type of blessing you're going to receive when you come out of the building. You have to come out. You can't continue to stay in the confines of the building. You're going to have to interact with people and communicate and speak to people in order to win souls. And that's what this ministry is about. That's what I love about the ministry. I love the vision God gave me. Being on air, going out, talking to people about Christ, winning souls. That's what we're about, you know. And so we have to get from behind the pulpits and behind the podiums and out of the seats. We have to get out of here, and we have to go about winning souls, because that's where the sheep are. God said, you know, Alfreda, the sheep are not, the lost sheep are not in the church. Jesus left. He left that place. He left 99 sheep because those sheep were not lost. They were okay. He left them to find those lost sheep. Jesus said you have to go out. He didn't say abandon your church. He didn't say change your membership. He didn't say that. But he did say get out of the confines of the building. And he said go to the community. If you're going to build million-dollar churches, and this is all over the world, in a community, the least we can do is go out and see who we're serving. Who's supposed to be at the church? Some people, you know, I live in one community, but I travel almost 15 minutes across the way. Why? Because that's the church that we're attending. I skip over about four or five churches because that's the church I grew up in. So God is saying get out of your comfort zone, which is the pulpits and the pews and the doors. Be a doorkeeper in the community. You know, be a usher in the community. Preach, teach in the community, and let those who want to hear. Don't force your religion on anyone, because just as a sheep, if a sheep want to be found, a sheep will stop running. That's what God said. If a sheep wants to be found, the sheep will stop running because they will become tired. And God said that's how Christians are. He said we become tired of running from God just as a sheep, and we surrender. But you don't want people out there running in the wilderness for 10 to 15 years and we could have saved them from the storms that they've encountered, the hiccups they've encountered, the pitfalls, the bruises, the bumps that they've encountered. If you can save someone from going through something, do it. Okay? So that's what the CIC is all about. And I thank all of the newcomers. And as I said before, I will probably be moving my Facebook page to the blog site because we're actually starting a huge network. And I have, that's where all my bloggers are. None of my bloggers, my followers are on Facebook. And that's, I mean, I guess it's because of the business they're in. I don't know. But they're not. So majority is on this Blogspot that I'm going to share with everyone once it's all finished and complete, because that's where we go to discuss different things about Christianity. That's where we go to discuss when you see me posting at bloggers, I'm speaking to the bloggers about different topics. That's where it's kind of like a mini Facebook, but it's not. It's a place where we just talk about religion, nothing but religion, projects that we're going to do, the radio ministry, and things of that nature. And so that's the place that my page will eventually move to, but not now. So that's what the CIC is all about, okay? Now, I have a few announcements, and then I want to play a song by Luther Barnes, and it's called Magnify. And my phone is charging right now, but I'm going to play this song after I finish. Okay, so be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Perfecting Your Walk Guide is out. It's on foyles.com, FOYLES.com. At that particular site, I believe it's only $5. Also, it's at bookworld.com, BOOKWHIRL.com. Look for Perfecting Your Walk by Dr. Alfreda Love. Be sure to pick up your guide. We are going to have a book study on Because We Is Right and Is Because We Right and the Perfecting Your Walk Guide as the Word of God reads. Okay, gospel artists, artists, promoters, artists, actors, actress, any positive community leader, please. Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or E-M-O-E-N-Y-A underscore love at yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Be sure that you are praying for 90 individuals. Yes, you heard me correct. 90 individuals. I cannot talk today. 90 individuals, because I'm getting excited. Please be sure to pray for all 90 of them. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line, and then pray for yourself. In addition to that, I want to thank God and my family, my friends, and my bloggers for your blog post. I thank you for listening to the radio, your listening support. I thank you. I thank you for telling your family and friends about this, and, you know, they're joining. I thank you. I thank you for the success of the CIC. I appreciate that. I thank the gospel artists. I thank the community leaders. I thank the teachers and the preachers and everyone else who's coming on the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry, because you are really making it something that God is very pleased with. And I'm honored to always have guests on the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry that is nationwide. And we're growing. In addition to that, I just want you to continue to just pray for each other and pray for yourself. Make sure on tomorrow when you go to work or you're in your business or whatever you're doing, to be sure to wear all of your positive things and own it and wear it well. And also be sure to smile and have fun at least 10 minutes of your day on tomorrow. Continue to pray. The 20-day prayer breakthrough works, so continue to do that. In addition to that, continue to listen to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Continue to listen to that. Continue to pray for my allergies. My allergies, they're not going away yet. They're still here. And so continue to pray for my allergies, and I will pray for you. In addition to that, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Saturday, take care of yourselves. And each other. Goodbye, everybody.